So we're on page 119. Lilametcha. Last time we talked about a simcha shel mitzvah and a simcha she'eino shel mitzvah. What's a simcha shel mitzvah? We said you're naturally going to be happy. So directed towards mitzvahs. Don't make it a holistic of happiness. Don't be happy over nonsense. Be happy over something real. But because your natural inclination is to be happy, so channel it correctly. And then a simcha she'eino shel mitzvah is garnish. Simcha she'eino shel mitzvah is just, what are you happy about? The simcha mazul said, what are you partying for? What are you partying for? Oh, so Notre Dame won another game. They beat UCLA in football. So what does that mean? So that's all simcha of emptiness. So now a Gemara says, Lilametcha, this teaches you on page 119 on Daf Lamed on Masechet Shabbat. She'ein shchina shora lo mitoch atzlut. The shchina doesn't dwell not from a place of laziness, v'lo mitoch atzvut, and not sadness, v'lo mitoch schok, and not laughing, v'lo mitoch, Rashi says, schok mamish, she'en da schok miyushevis, afilu eno shalatzim, ain't bo yishuv, you're not miyushuv, you're not settled.
Schok mamish as opposed to like beitzonis?
Right, yeah, Rashi says, even afilu eno shalatzim, even if it's not beitzonis, they could schok. V'lo mitoch kalas rosh, and not lightheadedness, Rashi says that's litzanis. V'lo mitoch sicha, and not from sicha, which is sicha is like a meaningless conversation. V'lo mitoch, by the way, that's why when it says atar b'sicha me'isha, so the Meiri, I think, one of them fresh, I think it's the Meiri, he says it's referring to meaningless conversation. In other words, if you're going to have a good conversation with your wife, and you're going to tell her, ishtikol ein ayah, that's a good conversation. If you're going to talk about how to get close to Hashem, it's a good conversation. You're talking about you're going to talk to her, you know, you're each going to compare what your favorite type of wallpaper would look like. So that's something you shouldn't be married, but you could talk about that a little bit. That's very important. My wife and I have been having that discussion now for almost 18 years, and you can see it hasn't yet finished over here. We don't have any wallpaper up yet. Yes?
I saw a couple of different scholars that talk about how, but even just stand conversations have like the tremendous depth in them. Even just talking about nothing have like tremendous depth behind what's going on there.
I'm just trying to internalize that. Because normally Chazal say like the Rambam classifies different groups of conversations in his Perishta Pirkei Avos. So some Dibur Mamamish Aser, like Lashon Hara and Nifl Peh, and some Diburim are nonsensical. You know, the Rambam says, don't talk about Sichas Mochamos, who's fighting against who, who won the game. The Rambam says that's like wasted conversation. Then the Rambam talks about Diburi Hechreach, things that you have to talk about. That's like, you have to say, you're going to pay a bill, or who's going to pick up the kid from school. So that's something you have to talk about. And then there's Diburim of Mitzvah, which is obviously the ideal. So the Rambam there doesn't say that. But then again, the Rambam probably didn't, the Sfarim you're referring to, the Rambam probably didn't see. But there is an Indian of talking to somebody just to connect. Maybe that's what you mean. Just like two Jews connecting.
The idea was that like you have to be very careful what you're saying, because even behind what you're saying, there's tremendous stuff going on.
Ah, I mean, that already sounds like Freud.
Okay.
There's deep psychological reasons to why we say almost anything, I think. It's true. Okay, I hear. Now I understand a little bit better. Now, just be careful. I thought you were saying just have meaningless conversations because they're so deep.
No.
You know, so you have like two girls on Facebook and one of them saying, yeah, you know, I was thinking of the red nail polish and I ended up going for the pink, and then the other one goes back and the other one goes forth and the other one goes back. So I was thinking like that would be deep, but like, no. You're saying to me that one should be careful what one says because there's a lot of depth behind what one says, and not one should bedafka be involved in nonsensical conversations. Thank you for clarifying, Ariel. Yes, Rav Yonathan Pesach.
That's what we believe that the Gemara is based on. Yeah. Saying the Chacham aren't saying anything that's pashut. The rabbis aren't saying anything to each other that they don't really know. And so like, but they're not gonna say I walked into a store if it doesn't, it's not gonna give me a chiddush. You know, like, it's not gonna give me something I don't really know. And everything that they said
is new.
The Gemara is new.
Right.
So there's no such thing as a shayla that he didn't really know.
It's right.
The question, the answer to, meaning like it has to be a Sheilas Chacham, meaning like, if there's no chance the Gemara is going to bring a Sheila, that I really don't know the information. I really don't know the answer. It has to be like, it's either usr or mutter, and the two sides are so equal that I really don't know what the answer is.
Yeah.
But it's not that I don't know the information, because that's saying it's an ignorant question, right? So like, that's the Gemara's, that's really the Gemara's, like...
Oh, in other words, you know the possibilities, and you're just saying, I want to know the bottom line.
That's a Shailas Chacham.
Ah, beautiful.
Yeah, but that's what the whole Gemara is. It's a right. Word of the... It doesn't say the Rav Odzer, I think.
Yeah.
I think it was Rav Odzer.
Yeah.
Went to go visit the Brisker Rav, and they met for a half hour.
Yeah.
And then say a word to each other.
That they said, that's a Hasidic story, like that. They met, they didn't say a word. I love this.
Great. Switzerland. Elamitov. No, it's not. Sorry. Your sicha was meaningful. Velomitov Tvarim Betalim. And not Tvarim Betalim. So Rashi doesn't say the difference between sicha and Tvarim Betalim. So, unless you want to say that sicha is meaningful conversation. But what's wrong with meaningful conversation? So you know what we're going to do now? What the good rabbi is going to do for us? The good rabbi is going to explain everything. Ela mitoch simcha shel mitzvah.
Sikha is longer. Speech, no? What? Sikha is
longer.
Shenamar ve'ata k'chuli amenagen v'kenagen amenagen. Wow, playing music, Rashi says, is a mitzvah. That when there's music being played, the Shechina dwells. Mitzvahi lahashisal of Shechina. Because that's when the Shechina dwells. The Shechina dwells from music. I saw a radak which knocked my socks off, and I have elastic on my socks, so it's really amazing that it knocked them off. The radak says, I think in the fourth parak of Tehillim, that the sometimes it says la natseach, and it says like different musical instruments in Tehillim. It's because different parakim were played with different tunes and different instruments. So in order to fully understand Tehillim, you'd have to know the niggun behind them, because ain't no dome niggun, you know. One niggin to another, they evoke different emotions, different feelings.
So the Nela,
what?
The Radak?
The Radak. So Nela, you have to know the music in order to understand Pshat and Tehillim. So we're learning Tehillim, we can do our best, but without the music, Sagat Nisht. Doesn't work. Hashrat HaShechina, when the Shechina dwells, Hahoda Eloi Ala Nefesh, Eif Shark Shiomed Shlema Bakocha Tziri Vamasi, Alpi Oso Haofi Vatchuna Shenotzrela. The way God is going to dwell on you, the way can be complete, both in illustrative and practically speaking, based on the nature that was created for it. Tzadi test, we know Tzadi test, page 119. Only imanefesh yishlema v'kocha pnimi al tibashon. You can only have the Shechina if you have shlemas in your nefesh. Just to tell you two quick ma'isavach that I heard separately, but they're both true. One is that the Chavetz Chaim saw the Belzer Rebbe at a big gathering of Rabbanim, and he said, I see the Shechina dwells on his head. I see the Shechina on his head. That's what the Chavetz Chaim said about the Belzer Rebbe. So he said to him, to Chavetz Chaim, he said, yeah, but Erlein is Kriyashma Bezman. He doesn't read Kriyashma on time. You know, Chassid Sherebis didn't always, they were Makbar on Zmanim, just not our Zmanim. Yeah, they had their own. So he said, before it, but still, I see the Shechina on his head. And the Chavetz Chaim wasn't one who was chashud on not caring about halacha. But they say that the Mishnah Berurah wrote the Mishnah Berurah. So that was one story. And the other one is that the Chaznish was once at a Levaya, and he saw an Alta Yid, and he said, who is that man? I see the Shechina on his head. And they said, oh, his name is Rav Dov Beresh Weidenfeld. It should be in a Rav. So he wanted to know if he's any Sfarim, anything he could learn his Torah. So then they gave him a copy of the Dovid Meisharim, and after they gave him the copy, they said like that was became one of his prize Sfarim, the Dovid Meisharim. So he died in 1966. They called him Zkan Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael. But Imamish, he was out, there were loads of Jews there, but he looked at the Chavina Rav, and he said, I could see the Shechina on his head. Mikan Malom Dim, two things, that Tzaddikim have the Shechina on their head, and B, other tzaddikim can see it. That's pretty cool. Chavina Rav was someone special. You ever learn, if you ever want to have a good time, you open up a Dovid Mishar. You learn a simon of the Dovid Mishar. Three volumes. It's a Shailos and Shuvos. It's not a Chassidish Sefer. But the Rav who wrote it was a Chassidish Rav. But it's not a Chassidish Sefer. So he was stuck in, he was a businessman in Russia, and he was a coal merchant. His father was the Dumbra of a Rav, the Kochov Miyakov, and he had three sons. One was a Rav here, he used to say, one of my sons is a Rav there, one of my sons is a Rav there, the third one is a businessman, and he's a bigger Talmud Chacham than the other two. Yeah. So he was exiled to Siberia, and we have tshuvas that he wrote from Siberia. And he says things like, I'm so sorry, I have no svarim to look inside, but I'm just telling you off the top of my head. And then afterwards they compared his quotations of the Pnei Yehoshua to what it actually says in the Pnei Yehoshua, and they saw that he had it word for word. So he was somebody quite special. He was it the Chibiner? When he was an old man, I think it was the Chibiner. I think so. When he was an old man, he called his Mishamish in one night, and he asked him for a Noda B'Yehuda. So in the middle of the night, he brought him a Noda B'Yehuda, and then he afterwards, I think his son-in-law was Rav Schneerson, who's the Rosh Hashiva, he was the Yeshiva in Yerushalayim, Kochav Miyakov. Now his son is the Rosh Hashiva. So, like he said to him, you know, your Mishami said you asked for a Noda B'Yehuda in the middle of the night. What was that about? So he said, I was lying in bed and I was chazering all the chews of the Noda B'Yehuda Baal Peh because I'm going to Beis Nishol Mala soon. And Baruch Shem, it says Baruch Shem Shneerson. And I'm going to Beis Nishol Mala and I want to, they're going to be a Faher. They're going to be a big cast. So I'm chazering all the chews of Noda B'Yehuda in my mind and I forgot one. I got stuck in the middle. So I asked the boy to bring me a sefer so I could look it up. So that's the Madrega we're dealing with. So he wrote 10 volumes of Dovid Meshon, and we lost 7. All we have left are 3. But he was a special Jew. The Rebbe tells about him. The Rebbe has for his bar mitzvah, he got a set of Dovid Meshon that he inscribed. It was right before he died. So he was talking about how he was Dato Mor Rebbe Sima Brios. The Rambam says no matter how big a Talmud, no matter how much, the hallmark of a Talmud Chacham is that he's a man of the people. He doesn't separate himself. He's friendly to everybody. So he says he used to go to the Dov Mishon, he used to go to the mikveh here in Shari Chesed. And he was every day, he'd go to the mikveh guy, and he would say, the water today was perfect. Not too hot, not too cold. Like he was despite the fact that he knew Kol HaTorah Kula, he was a man of the people. So, and the Chazon Ish was made that he had the Shechina on his head.
Wow.
So that's, that's how I found the Rebbe when I used to fly El Al. When I was 19 years old, this is going back 21 years, 18, 19 years old, they used to have earphones, and you can listen to Shiurim on the plane. You know, they had different channels, so you can listen to really loud Israeli rock, or you can listen to Shiurim. So I would listen to at the time he wasn't a Talmud Rebbe, at the time his grandfather was still alive. But he used to, in his Shiurim, he used to quote the Dovid Meshar. So he got me into, and then many years later, I actually met him personally, and then he became a chassid, but he got me into the Dovid Meshar. So every week he gives a Daf Yomi Shir. So it's always it's a Lamda Shashir, meaning one day a week he gives an Iyun Shir on that one of the 7 pages of Daf Yomi, like a Sugya. And he always quotes from a Chassidus Sefer, either Avnei Nezer, or the Chalkas Yoav, or the Dovid Mesharim, so that Shoch Chassidim could learn too. So, they didn't only drink. Now, so what are we talking about? How are we going to answer this? We're talking about the Shechina. So when does the Shechina come? When the Nefesh is Shalem. Lo nifkala v'lo niskalkala mitchunasa atove b'teva yitzirasa. Rak asi motza es atzma kechelek echad me'or agadol ha'alohi ha'mufir b'kol ha'metzis. So, just one more thing that I want to tell you before. That he was a very successful coal merchant when he was in Russia. So how did he become so successful? Because people would come to him to buy coal, and he would say to them, shh, don't tell anybody, but the price is about to go down. In a few weeks the price will go down, so don't buy from me now. Wait 2 more weeks and then come back, and then buy, you'll save money. So who doesn't want to do business with a guy like that, right? So he's very much tzliach, Hashem, till the war and all the bad stuff. Lo nifkal v'naskal, it isn't ruined, it isn't blemished from its nature. Only then it finds itself like one part of the great godly light that appears in the Metzius. What does Shechina mean? What is Shechina? It dwells. There's God who's beyond this world, and then Kaviyachal, he takes a little piece of him, a little spark, and he puts it into this world. That's the Shechina, that's Shochein here. So that's how Rav Kook describes it here. Kichelek echad me'or hagadol ha'alohi, one little part of the great godly light, ha'mofia b'klolos ha'metzius, that appears in the greater reality. So people say the word shechina, that's what the shechina is. A little bit of the godly light is this infinite beyond imagination light, but a little spark of it that comes down and appears right here on Rehov Or HaChaim 5, that's the shechina. Or when two people love each other and they get married, or people get married and then they love each other, that's the correct Seder. So then like it says about Yitzchak, he took Rivka and then he loved her. He took Rivka and then he loved her, not when he was dating her. Yes, no hotel lobbies in Haran. Hamachayas kolam matzim v'abruim who movil otzim l'matara tova yonah gedola v'adira. And that gives life to all the mice and all creations and brings them to the greatest harmony. Shorel esimach alea ad maod ki simachtani Hashem b'falach. God made you happy, you made me happy with your handiwork, with your deeds. So that's the Shechina. Shechina is that little bit of godly light that gives chiyus and brings everything in creation to its ultimate purpose. And God, you made me happy with your actions. That's the little bit of godly light that's on earth. Only when the soul is prepared from its side, bishleimus to simcha, aideis taklusa choderes behoda aloi azarech b'chal mitzias. By looking at the, by giving a penetrating look at the glorious godly light that shines in reality, shall yadim mikabel spenekona be'avav yiras romos, and through it your makabel Hashem with love, with a fear of God's awesomeness, v'al shlemus hamasis and perfection indeed, she'osa simcha shimotza benefesh. Oh, now we get to simcha. I said it before. I don't know. My mind wandered for a second. Fortunately, my mouth can work even if my mind wanders. We said before, el hashlemus hatsiyuris b'simcha. You have to have simcha. If a person's b'simcha, then this godly light will appear. She'osa simcha shimotza b'nefesh, that simcha you find yourself, he mechbarta dafka l'matzim mevim esatova muchad l'atzim l'kala matzui. That you're mechaber your simcha to good deeds. How are you mechaber your simcha to good deeds? He has simcha shal mitzvah. So you have the two things together, simcha, shal mitzvah. You have simcha, that's the shleimus of the nefesh, and then you're connecting it to maisim, you do a mitzvah, so you have simcha, shal mitzvah together. You have shleimus ha-nefesh together with maisim tovim. That's where the word simcha comes from, the word tzmicha, sprouting. When you feel like you're accomplishing something, you're creative, it brings simcha. That's why a person should always try to be creative in some way. Creative musically, intellectually, spiritually, anythingly. Creativity is smichas hanefesh, and that brings to simcha. As opposed to just being makabo, and then you're passive, and you're not yourself growing. But also that could be when you hear a Torah and you internalize it, and you connect to it, so you feel it's smicha. Ah, I'm a bigger person now that I know that Torah. Sometimes somebody tells me a Torah, I just say, I want to walk around with that now.
It's a good thing.
It's a wonderful thing. You hear something, you connect to it, and then you feel, oh, I'm a bigger person now. I've been so mad. Omnam. The Hapagam, there's certain people I've read about them, they say, after I was with this person, I just felt like I was in a different sphere. It just elevates you. Certain people you're around them, they elevate you. So that's Smicha, yes, Arya.
Chizkiya. Someone asked a good question. He says, Zimod Misamecha.
Shailas misamech, beautiful. Rak az hi mochanes hashon l'shchina. Then there's shchina. Oz pa pagam kol chatsi uyo amasi bezitam mepkim eshti. Oh, but let's say there's a pagam in your simcha. Let's say there's a pagam, there's a blemish in your simcha. Lo tucha limso benavshi yisod larech hasak bala el azor aloi haklo sholich umechaya or shal simcha. Fashiv is chaya masim is kalam atzias. Then you can't find this, you can't get this godly light. It's not going to work. There's a pagam. So what this Gemara is doing is it's telling you the various pagamim, the various blemishes, the various impediments to true simcha. Okay, ima tzad hamasi shel hanifgam. So what's the tzad hamasi that isn't bishleimus? Atzlus. The person is lazy, so then their maisa is not bishleimus. So therefore you have to stay away from atzlus. Because atzlus means it's a pagam in your maisa. Hamorich is so and hechshel letzad amasi. Atzlus indicates a lack of being prepared for deed. So be careful of atzlus. You hear that, Mr. Hara? That's his last name. My Yitzhar's last name is Hara. You hear that, Hara? It says that it's in your hearts. Al shnei miftachei alev is where Yitzhar is. So you talk down here. Don't be lazy. Oh, atzlus. What's atzlus? What's Atzlus? Sheba yidei chisaron koach hatzir mehashkif el amita sachayim kamoshe nishpoi mechesed aloi akvali b'chlal amitzis.
If you're taking psych 101 in college, you're not going to see this. But here he defines Atzlus. What causes Atzlus?
Atzlus means that you don't have the correct picture of looking at the truth of life as they are mushpa,
What'd you say, Mommy? Affected. Affected, but better.
Spreading.
Influenced. Yeah. Or im... There's an im word.
Imbued,
imparting, as they are imparted from the great chesed of God in general and in all of reality. If a person would look at life be'emes, what's the emes of chayim? That God is constantly, there's a bounty of chesed coming down every second to the messias. So let's say you're swimming in chesed. Are you sad? No. No. And chaf alef cheshvan, when my girl in the kitchen was born, it was, I was just filled with chesed. By the way, both my daughter and my wife, their birthdays, both chaf alef cheshvan.
Yeah.
Both girls in the kitchen. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't want to buy her a birthday present, so she had a baby, and then I said, oh, now I can't get you anything that compares to that. Anything will pale in comparison, so we'll just skip this year. We'll call your birthday present Chanaliba. Did I ever get you a birthday present? I owe you one now. Anyway, we just won the lottery. Sort of. Yeah, because both our kidneys work. So it's like this. If you look to the day that my daughter was born, imagine the chesed Elokei felt on that day. It was overwhelming. It was just overwhelming. How long I waited? You know how long I waited for that daughter? 39 years. 39 years I waited for that little girl to come, to this, that neshama to come to the world. So she finally came into the world, and I'm holding her around like a birthday, behind a treetop, and then something about the baby falling down and hurting itself. It's crazy, you shouldn't sing that to your baby. Avoid those nursery rhymes. But Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, though, said you should teach your kids nursery rhymes because they teach the child the language. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky was in favor of the child speaking. But not the bad ones. Not reading them Hansel and Gretel about putting their children in the oven. So I was feeling such chesed Elokei on that day. You're feeling, you see a chasen b'yom chupasa. You ever see a chasen b'yom chupasa? You see that he's radiating. Why? Because he's feeling the chesed Elokei that's nishba metzias. But do you ever see a guy after his 98th bad day? I've known people who've gotten into the hundreds and even to the thousands.
In a row?
No. Meaning that they didn't until they got married. Until they got married. One guy told me, remember the old city here, there was a guy who was in Yeshiva Kotel many years ago. He was telling me he's like up to 385. But then another guy showed me his list. He had a whole list. He was in the 700s, 800s, and he didn't get married for many years afterwards. Yeah, I can't imagine getting set up so many times. I'm saying when I was single, almost nobody set me up. You know, I get a date a year to go to 700. I have to live like, you know, Mr. Shalach, I have to live. So, it was better though. It was better. Dating is not really my thing. Really, very, very awkward personality and bad conversationalist, so it would be bad for both of us. So Atzvus comes from not seeing you're living in chesed. Not only is a chasen living in chesed, not only is a new father living in chesed, not only is a guy who goes to the doctor and the doctor said, you're healed from cancer. No more cancer. It's gone. Isn't that chesed? You say, oh, chesed. Rabbi Yisai, I'm hoping everybody in this room also doesn't have cancer. So every second you say chesed. As with, I think your heart beats 101,000 times a day. Mashu kaze. Boom, 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 boom. So it just keeps going. And that's a chesed Elokei. So just to appreciate that. And your kidneys are cleaning out your blood every 4 minutes. All your blood goes through the kidneys. Cleaning it out. And let's say they don't work, Chas V'Shalom. No problem. They have a special machine. It's great. They 3-4 hours, they take out all the blood, and they put it back in. And then the guy spends the rest of his day feeling like a shmata. Until he has to come back the next day. So that's the chesed. So a person is not ba'atzvus when they see the chesed Elokei everywhere. So that's going to be a chisaron in how they look at life. So atzlus is a chisaron in maisa. Atzvus is a chisaron in hashkafa. And those are two things that prevent simcha. Shebiyoso nishka b'nevesh u'memala simcha magarish kol eitzev. When you see, when your soul can appreciate all of the chesed Elokei that we have in the Bria, you're filled with simcha, and you expel all sadness.
What's atzlus? Sorry.
Sadness.
Atzlus
is laziness. Atzlus is a chisaron, is a lacking in atzlus is a lacking indeed. And atzvus is a lacking in perception. If you have the proper perception, then you're not going to be sad. And if you have proper deed, then you're not going to be lazy. And both of those things, atzvus and atzlus, bring to sadness. By the way, I've never met a happy, lazy person. Happy, lazy people all seem unhappy.
Also
they're lying in bed. And perception. Pshita, right.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
No. The examples came through.
Right. But you know somebody like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But the a person who lies in bed and sleeps till 11, not happy.
That's not true. Never mind, it's not true.
Yeah.
Indeed. Lacking in deed, it's not true.
No, what?
Lacking in meaning they could come hand in hand. It's not one guy is this, one guy is that.
Yeah, they come hand in hand.
They come hand in hand. Usually. That destroys the lack of deed.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying that destroys the lack of perception.
They destroy each other, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I'm saying one guy has both of these. He's not lacking in deed. He's doing deeds all day. But he's lacking in perception.
Oh.
So he's a miserable person.
Miserable. Should have her force an effish. Omnam, kishem she nefesh nivzgam z'kishut siru abitukhon ha-shalom asis ha-epech mehoda chayimam. Just like, kishem, just like she-nefesh nivzgam, that the soul is blemished. Kishayu siru when it's perceptions. V'tchuna shala ha-masis. And its active qualities are ha-epech mehoda chayim, are the opposite of the glory of life. Ha-meleim, that are complete, she-holchem v'chesed. El, that are going in the chesed of God, b'chol shidrus hamitzius hagedola, in all of the pathways of the great reality, ha-baklal is. Chanaliba, is that coming from a perception, or is that coming from deed? Oh, I'm so sorry, Chanaliba, you should feel better, my sweet baby. I love you more than life itself. She's a chalois of simcha, that's why I named her Chanaliba, is Rashi Teva's chal. Whenever I see her, simcha's chal. Kamokeng, Imkol, I think I just thought of that back this second. Kamokeng, Imkol Chol Koach Atziu Lios Semech Va'Olez V'Koach Hamasi Yotzon Michol Lifa Omni U'Benefesh. If the Koach Atziu is Beseder, meaning if your perception is happy and gay, Semech Va'Olez V'Koach, that's why I think the best Shidduch. You set up a boy named Simcha with a girl named Eliza, because Simcha's happy and Eliza's happy, or Gila. Or Sason. There used to be twins in the row, but one's name is Sason, one's name is Simcha. Can you imagine? Can you imagine having one with Sason and Simcha all day long? Asher Bara Sason to Simcha. And one of them, and then they became a Chasson, well, not a Kala, but Chasson. And also the Koach Hamasi is Beseder, meaning that you're not an Otzel. Your perception is good and your deeds are good. Avaloya Timu Pnimiusam. But don't fit in their depth. To that purpose, that the godly glory draws its reality to it. Also then, there's not going to be simcha. So now he's giving another reason why there's no simcha. It could be there's no atzlus and there's no atzlus, but it's not matim b'pnimius to the purpose of God's creation. Okay. Just like Atzilus on this side darkens the Kisharon, the active. Mommy, how do you say Kisharon Amasi in English?
Application.
Active application. That's good, that counts. Umavdila ben anefesh liotzra, and separates between you and God. So the active quality is darkened by atzlus. The quality of good proper perception is darkened by atzlus. Because both of them are the opposite of the godly light that is filled with life and joy. By the way, you see the way the man looked at the world. By the way, he writes in a passage in one of his books that by nature he's a sad person. By nature he's not. But he's just so connected to the godly light. He says, what can I do that unless I'm completely immersed in godliness, I'm miserable? He says, that's my happiness. His happiness, he was only happy when he was with God. And that's what it means here. Oz v'chedva b'mekoma. That when you're with God, you're strong and you're happy. So if you see anybody who's depressed, you know they're not with God. What do you want to say? Yopi. You want to say something twice already.
Ah!
Yeah. Pesach. Pesach. You have to talk. Kain be yosat siwa simcha simcha kashu el dabar bilti tachliti. When your simcha is connected to something without a tachlis, Sha'af al pi shalachor yesh le'etzem atziyu reis edugmei mora klali shalachayim shebechesed elyon, even though it looks like on some level that it's connected to the great godly light that's spilling into the world. But it's only chitzoniistic. In other words, it could be that you're not ba'atzvus, and you're not ba'atzvus, but it's on the level of chitzonius, it looks like you're a simcha. But you're really not. But be'emes, you're far from God. The true reality is that you're far from God. Just like the picture of a person being sad and being far away from the godly joy that fills all of creation. Alkein, haschok hamiratek es hasimcha ledvarim shel tohu. Schok takes simcha and it connects it to tohu, to this emptiness. So look at this guy, he's laughing, right? You ever see somebody laughing at a bar? He's not happy. It's all mechitzoni. So notice he looks like he's having a good time. No. It's not an opinion. You see an athlete after he took a piece of cow's hide, yes, and in his underwear in front of 50 million people, he put it inside a piece of metal, a round piece of metal, yes, and he's running up the court, slapping people five with a big smile. You see those teeth shining? But you think the king is he's happy? If he was so happy after the game, he wouldn't be doing drugs. He wouldn't be popping pills. He would be cheating on his wife. He would be doing all this stuff. So he's obviously empty. So that's the schok. You go to a stand-up club, you go to hear a comedian. I remember once saw a movie about Freddie Prinze. He was a famous comedian. And it was a movie about his life. I only remember the last line of the movie. He looked in a mirror. He said, "My name is Freddie Prinze." And then he blew out his brains. I think the TV camera spared us that part. Just, I think you heard the gun and then that was it. They didn't. Also, the actor, you know, I don't know if he would have wanted to end his life at the last scene. But he was making people laugh. He was a comedian. But you see all these comedians, all these guys, Saturday Night Live in the 1980s, all these guys, they were so funny. There was a guy, Andy Kaufman, he used to be in Taxi. You ever watch Taxi? The famous show Taxi. It's a Jewish guy. He was hilarious. But in real life, he wasn't laughing. He wasn't funny. It wasn't real laughter. It's miserable. Died young. They all die young.
So it's not in the fact that he was making people laugh, but it was because it was pointless laughter.
It was chitonius, yeah. Obviously, if a person makes people, so the Marin Tainus, Chav Beis, right? Make people laugh for a good reason, in order so they shouldn't fight, shouldn't take themselves too seriously. So it's a good thing. But I remember once Danny Kaye died. Danny Kaye was a famous Jewish comedian. His last name was Kaye, because like almost all Jewish entertainers, he changed his last name so you would know he's Jewish. But he was. So I remember Rosh Yeshiva said, I said, "What do you think is that?" He said, "He's a big schus in Shemayim. He made people laugh." Tzchok hamiratek es hasimcha ledvarim shel Torah connects it to nonsense. Humanas ha'olos v'shoras shechina melochal ha'nefesh. It prevents the godly light in the shechina from falling on the soul. Mipnei she'matbiya b'kir b'tziur ha'hofchi b'emes mitziyusa ala tziur shani chom l'hasik v'ashkafusenu ala olos shana mesig b'chal ha'mitziyus. Sha'anu mesigim b'chal tziur ha'simcha b'nei ha'tachlas ha'ma'ula ha'nam sheches mimasim ha'tovim v'kabirim me'ashpas ha'chesed v'chayim ha'olech v'or. This is so pashut. Because when somebody is having schok, meaningless schok, so it's misplacing the true reality of joy that we're supposed to appreciate by looking at the godly light of creation. You're laughing at somebody, right? That's not what life is all about. That's not true simcha. What's true simcha? True simcha is simcha that brings you to the tachlis. You're happy because you're going towards the purpose of life. And what is that? That comes from doing ma'asim tovim. And from being involved in chesed and goodness. And that's the light of life. The light of life is good deeds and ruchnias and connecting to real things, not to nonsense, not to some silly joke about the bathroom. Ule'inyan atzara masi vechshero. You know the famous ma'isa with the with the comedian, with the clown. What was the name of the clown?
Broker.
No. That's in the Gemara.
Sorry. Yeah.
But there's a famous mice in Rabbi Twersky's Gemara.
Oh.
In one of Rabbi Twersky's books, he tells the story about the local clown, the poem Bozo. Like when I was a kid, it was a famous clown, Bozo the Clown.
And also It.
What?
It? Yeah. Scary clown.
It was probably after my time, you know, in Pesach, if you were younger than me. It was in my time?
Yeah.
So anyway, so It, or Bozo, comes to the psychiatrist, but he's, well, I already gave it away, but a guy comes to the psychiatrist, and he says, you know, I'm really depressed. The psychiatrist says, you should know, the only aids I have for you is there's a clown coming to town, Bozo, and you see his act, and you'll be happy, you have nothing to worry about. He goes, yeah, doc, but I'm Bozo. I'm Bozo. Okay, so that's that, or I'm It. But I'm It sounds like I'm important. So therefore, stay away from Schok. Schok is laughing at Shtus.
That was a killer.
Oh, really?
Clown, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Shem Yerachim. That's the last guy you would think would kill.
That's right.
Yeah. We're in a tzara mas. That shero. Oh, it's a movie.
Yeah.
You know, Rav, my cousin went to Natif Meir many decades ago, and the Rosh Hashiva there was named Rav Arye Bina. It was his name, Rav Arye Bina. So one time, my cousin told me he snuck out of class, snuck out of school, and went to the movies. So the Rosh Hashiva caught him and he says, "Nu, efo ayita? Where were you?" He said, "I never called Noah. We were in the movie house." So Ravina said, "Ah, sha'atayim b'choshech, 2 hours in darkness." Darkness. We're talking about the godly light. That's 2 hours in darkness. Ah! Omnam. Tzara kolach ha'masi ezeh li'os mekusha l'masin tachlisim ha'mevim bracha la'olam. This kolach ha'masi... Oh, linyan, I skipped. Linyan atzara masi l'chshero. And as far as l'maisa goes, you have to be involved in maisa that brings you to the tachlis. Abo kalas rosh yomna machana masis. So, in other words, what he's doing, what the Gemara is doing now is so brilliant. Is that first the Gemara says how there's a pagam in machshava and in maisa. Atzlus is in perception, and atzlus is perception, and atzlus is maisa. And now it's saying that even though externally it looks like you're on the right road in those two areas, but internally you're not. And therefore, schok looks like you have the right perceptions because you're laughing, you're smiling. But if it doesn't have a tachlis, then what's the point? So you are smiling, you do have good perceptions because look, you're laughing, but it's bilti tachlisi, it's without a purpose. It's shtus. So therefore, that's not going to get you close to God. Kalas rosh parallels atzlus. Kalas rosh means you have a light head, which means you're ready to do deeds. You're light, you're not heavy. It's the opposite of atzlus. Atzlus is this heaviness that you don't want to do anything. Kalas is this lightness that you're doing things. So if you're doing things, it looks like you're active. Like you have somebody, they're very active. You know, 4 hours a day they're on Facebook. 3 hours a day they're texting. I read in the New York Times recently, a girl in Sacramento, California, in 1 month, was able to send 10,000 text messages a day. The average teenager sends only 75. That's what the article said. The article was about how there's a place now where you spend $2,200 a night in order not to have internet connection. Like the future of vacation is getting away, where there's no TV, no radio, no internet, no Blackberries, nothing. Like, that's what people are going for. And they interviewed this famous cutting-edge designer, and he said, yeah, that's where that's the secret of my success, that I get away sometimes. So, it was brought by a rabbi, you know, that was linked. I didn't read the New York Times. But he said, oh, you know, God had that idea 3,300 years ago, and he called it Shabbos. Right. So, lo mito kalas rosh. So, a person's ready to do maisa, but they're involved in the maisa of shtus, of kalas rosh. He omnama kachana masis. You're ready to do deeds. Shadim kalav tenuas so veivarav. Your light and your movements. Kalav tenuas veivarav miyamaharim lifal. And your limbs are quick to go. Avo mayifalu bein achreshal das bein mishmas el asechav oratov ramusar. What are they doing if there's no decision of understanding and there's no discipline towards the intellect and the light of Torah and Musar, Rakachol Olayin and Nikla, whatever you feel like doing at that moment. Hey, let's go on a hike, man! Yeah! So they go on a hike. Hey, dude, let's go here! Oh, they get an airplane. The next thing you know, they're in Argentina, they're in Brazil. Like, some people like going places, like doing things. I have a friend like that. He's single, Nebuch. I don't think he's doing so well anymore, but he used to have a lot of money, so, you know, whenever I saw him, where are you going now? Oh, man, I was just in Miami, then I was in the airport, I said, hey, why don't I just come to Israel? So I just flew to Israel, and where are you going next? I don't know, probably, the south of France, you know what I mean? Just, kal b'tenuasa, but for what? So this empty preparation for deed prevents the godly light from shining to the depth of your soul no less than Atzlus. So now if you would diagram it, you would have a lack of simcha would be on the top, and then you would have on one side Atzlus and Kalas Rosh. Atzlus is the Maisa, you can see he's not doing anything. Kalas Rosh is he's doing things, but the Maisa has no purpose. And then on the other side you can have Atzlus and Schok. Atzlus is you can see the person isn't appreciating the godly light in creation because he's depressed in the chesed. And together with that, Schok is no, on the outside it looks like he's happy and he's appreciating all the good there is, but it's really empty. Yes, Reb Ariel.
So Goyim never happy?
I'll be honest with you. I really don't think that a Goy could be happy like a Jew could be happy. I don't think. But if they're connected to something spiritual, they're also happy. You see, it makes them feel good to do good deeds. So when they do good deeds, they're happy. When they do what's right, they're happy. But just, you know, I'm not saying they reach the ideal of simcha, but I can say that when they're not doing good deeds, they're miserable. You know, there's a very, like, on college campuses, there's an extremely, I was reading up on it recently, high percentage of depression. Very high. Especially amongst girls. Amongst girls. So what the guys do is, a lot of times the guys use them, and then the girl sees him the next day in, you know, chemistry lab. He's like, hey Brad, how you doing? He's like, who are you? Even though the previous night he knew who she was, but he doesn't want to look at her anymore because she's cheap. So then he just goes on to the next one. And that obviously sends her into a deep depression because now she's been used. She's a clique. She feels disgusted. And you think he feels good about himself? He's just walking around using people? No, he doesn't feel good about himself either. So, you know, they're not going for something deeper. So in order to be really happy, one has to express, one has to display, it's a very, very difficult word in America, restraint. Not to go for the tainuk. That's very hard for people to do. And that's why I really think most people aren't particularly happy. And then when one does, when one is in control, then one starts being happy. Recently somebody was telling me about somebody who was extremely depressed and miserable, and they were involved in terrible, terrible deeds, which I won't say at this holy table. And now they're back to being a good person, and they're happy. They're back to, like, you know, restraint, holding back, but doing what's right. So we believe that doing what's right makes you happy. So, it's interesting, all the people, you know, there are books about NDEs, near-death experiences. And the reason that people think it's true is because they interviewed thousands of people independently. You didn't know about anybody else's experiences. I mean, now it's already well known because there's so much literature. But before there was, they interviewed these people and they would all give the same story. Like, how would the same thing happen to everybody? How would everybody have the same experience? But one of the things they said was that they saw it in 1 second their whole life in front of them, like in a very, very brief time, their whole life. And every time they did something good, they felt wonderful. And every bad thing they did, they felt terrible. So it makes you feel good there, and it makes you feel good here. When you write a big check to tzedakah, I once read that there's actually some sort of enzyme that your brain secretes that when you do something good, that literally makes you feel good. A make you feel good hormone in your brain. Yeah, I read that.
So cool.
Yeah. I mean, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says the internet's yahar gval yavo. So I don't know if you're allowed to be nana from something somebody saw on the internet.
Yeah.
Because maybe you first have to kill yourself before you... But that's that. So if a guy wants to feel good, he should be faithful to his wife and give a lot of charity, preferably to my kolo. And these are things, this kol hechshar ha'maisi, when a person involved in meaningless actions... So that's the opposite of the true godly light that gives the life to creation. Aha. V'hine, ha'atzlus v'atzlus me'ver zeh ha'kol chavchi shlili. Atzlus and atzlus on one side are the opposite koach, the contradictory koach in negativity, negatively. Like you're not doing. That's in the minus. In the plus area, where you're positively doing things that are meaningless,
That's Chok and Kalas Rosh. That's Koach Hayat Priya Chiyuvi. Omnam, Yeshno, you want to say Moshe Bushchai? I want to say, I want to hear. We'll choose. Ozen Shomas Tochachas Chaim, Bekerab Chacham and Talon, the wise of all men said, that if your ears hear Tochacha, so that will make you sit amongst the wise. So I want to be wise. Omnam, Yeshno old often of Shari Lamata Vanefesh Hashani, Bishnei Kochose Amasi Vatsiuri, Shilo Yulo Shlugim Lo Chiyuvim. There's another possibility. That's going to be neither negative nor positive. Umikol Malkum Kshem Polim Lamalo Sisanefesh, when they are activated to fill the soul, we're about 8 lines from the bottom. Eina Mukhsharis Limso Ba'atzma Koch Doma Makbi Lora Loi. It's not going to find within itself a Koch that parallels the godly light. Yan. Kikoch Achaim Kshem Brian Main, Duk Mishal Mala, Heim Malayim Atzma. Bein b'kochem atziuri, bein b'kochem amasi, v'az hem makbilim l'umas koach ha'chaim ha'kloli ha'shofer b'chesed el ha'mitzius kula. Because the koach of life, when they come, as an example from above, are filled within themselves, both in the perspective, in the attitude, and in their deed, and then they are parallel to the general koach of life that gives the chesed of God to all of reality. In other words, you have to get, our goal is to get the koach ha'chaim, the chesed el. We have to get the chesed of Hashem, and even if it's not going to be, there are other ways of distancing yourself from God. Besides, we had Tzchok Kalas Rosh, and we had Atzvus and Sir and Tzchok, and now we're going to have something else that isn't going to be chiyuvi. It's not going to be positively bad, the opposite. It's not going to be negatively opposite. It's just not going to come from the godly light. What is that? That's a person has different perceptions that are really low, that are lazy, that don't have power, that don't have light, that don't have chiyus, that don't have true simcha. Ze amatzav maybe a sasika. Harvos tvarim bad garin kantan shel rayon. Vepnei shenefesh mishtomemes veino mesigas kol chasai mitzurim meloam. Al kein yisoveves al merkas katan umar belav sicha. You can be talking about big things, huge things, or you can be talking about like tiny things, a tiny idea. Why talk about a tiny thing? That's how he defines sicha, Rav Kook. He defines it as Harbos bedvarim, you talk and you talk and you talk, ba'ad for the nucleus of an idea. For one tiny thing, but it's a lot of verbiage, excessive verbiage. So there's something being said here, there is some idea, but it's just, there's so much stuff around it, so much, you know, melel, in modern Hebrew they call it melel. In English, it's excessive verbiage. There's just so much speech around it that it's hefech merolos hachai pos chadashos. It's old. Godliness, there's always new things. There's always chadashos. When there's godliness, ose chadashos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always making new things. So that's why for a Jew, life never gets boring. That's the chiddush of a Jew. There's always chiddush. Whenever you learn, that's what the Maharal says, something like this. That, so in a sefer called Ayalos HaShachar, which is, explains the Maharal a lot. So he had this idea, and then he said, and afterwards it shows in the Maharal. This is hard to believe, because the man seems to know all 25 books of the Maharal Baal Peh. I'll go upon him. He says, you learn a sugya. And you learn a nachamol, and you think you've hit it at every angle. Happens to me all the time. I think, I've covered this, I know this sugya. And I see, I look in this Achon, they all quote the same Tosfos Rid, the same Tosfos Arosh, the same Ramban, and the same Rav Chaim HaLevi al Rambam. Everybody has, that's the rate of this sukkah. Everyone's talking, from this angle, from that angle, I think I have it. And then you come back to the sukkah, sometime later, and you see that you missed the point. And then you come back again, you missed enough. That's why in the Arum, I'm a sign b'cheitzi, or kol, v'amah b'cheitzi, or all chaitzis. Because the Arum is Torah. Whenever you learn, there's always more. There's always more. We have to end. I see you're getting ready to go. That means you have to end. So that's Sicha. And then we have Dvar. What?
I will finish. Wait, give me. I need 2 more minutes to finish, and then I can tell you whatever I want to tell you. And then dvaram b'teilim shem bem korachaim el el shem bem korachah adi b'tachas rama v'nizgava, and then the dvaram b'teilim, which is stami speaking shtuyot that don't have life. El chozes v'elzav b'tur nefesh and notas mitchuna tivis samiti shem nefesh shal zeh asalim yishal das mechanes la hismalu b'korach tziru b'simcha tzchavis. In other words, stay away from all these things and get to simcha shel mitzvah. That you're getting the godly light. If you're involved in simcha, you have the right attitude, that you're doing something with a purpose. Life is meaningful. This action is meaningful. You're connected to God. It's filled with light. It's filled with life. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav. They're God's mitzvahs. What do mitzvahs do for us? Kiddushanu, they make us holy. Yes. And you're showing chayim voy, you're showing life, light, simcha, me'or eloi from the God you like, me'or chayim and simcha, v'hukbal v'yoser koch simcha samitzvah, mechezes koch atzira, shalom koch amasi b'mikra. And what's going to be the proof text? V'ata k'chuli menagen. Why nigun? Ha'nigun amasi b'ol v'kelem masiyim. Nigun is you're taking the guitar, you're strumming it, it's a concrete guitar, it's ma'isa, but what happens when you're playing that music? What happens to your koch atzir? To your perception, it elevates your perception. So that's the Simcha Shel Mitzvah, the proof text of Simcha Shel Mitzvah. What's the connection? Kuli Menagin, what's the playing the music? Alicia, there's mice involved. You're playing a musical instrument, and then together with that, your perception is being elevated. Your Koach HaTzior is going to something godly, something high. Then God will dwell on you. And that's how you're going to bring the godly chesed down. And then your soul is going to be connected to the rock of its strength. And then, like he always does, he quotes one pasuk which says it all. V'ani b'shem e'eloza, I will be joyous with God. Agila, I will reveal my simcha. Belohei Yishi, with the God of my salvation. So it's a pasuk in Chabakuk, if I'm not mistaken, Paragim of Pasuk Ches. So that's the Simcha Shel Mitzvah. So you have this idea of music, Maisa together with Tzior, and don't do things which bring you down, either the Koach HaTzior or the Koach HaMaisa, and even at the end, the Tzich and the Bar Mitzvah, it's all bad stuff. Stay away from it. Be involved in Simcha Shel Mitzvah of Mais and Tzior, and then you're connected to God, and then the Shekhinah dwells upon you, and then you get the godly light. Imesh Gavet Yerushalayim